4UG Mobile.
G4UG Mobile, KD2VNG Mobile, how you doing?
Hey, Ms. Scott, how are you doing yourself?
Name is Glenn. Yeah, just, you know, like every other day these past couple of weeks, nowhere to go and nothing to do. But I'll replenish the groceries, and that'll be pretty much it.
I'm going to take a run out to an auction place and pick up some stuff I won last night.
What's that?
Solid copper sifter.
This was online. You did this, or, yeah, I guess it would have to be.
I set up a lot of local auction houses, run their online auctions through the same umbrella, and they've got it set up really neat. You just pull up now, and they come out in their mask and gloves and put it in your car for you. Don't even have to have it talk to the people. It's pretty interesting.
Cool. So depending on what area you're in, it's local?
I'm headed up to Lyman right now.
Website, if I ever decide to go there.
Foxybid.com, I spell Papa Romeo Oscar X-Ray. India, Bravo, India, Delta.
I'm driving. I can't really do the internet right now. I'll look for it.
Well, you can search by name, or you can search by area, or you can search by zip code, and it gives you the local auctions going on around you.
Gray Court. I guess I'm heading towards Simpsonville. Bring up, you know, hard to bring these things up on a smartphone, but I'm sure I can find it.
It's pretty straightforward, and it's online bidding, and you can set your maximum amount. A lot of times I'll just go and set my amount, so then forget about it and not worry about it. If I win, I win. If I don't, well, I'm not going to cry.
eBay does. It basically automatically bids for you in certain increments until it either wins or until you get outbid. Seen that go crazy on eBay, though. Suddenly, at the very last minute, you'll get 100 bids coming in, because it's basically, it hits everyone's maximum. And then it all, you know, it automatically goes into a computerized bidding war. That's why I stay away from eBay. I don't really bother with them anymore. You know, people don't think, and, you know, prices go up, all those sorts of crazy prices. Do I really want to pay $200 for this thing that might be worth 50 or more or so? You know, so you stay away from the auctions on eBay if you can.
Yeah, I understand. That's why I set the maximum amount I'm willing to pay and then walk away. And if I really want something like that, which has happened a couple of times, well, you know, I'm a big boy. I can make my bids accordingly. I know how much I can spend.
To the point where you had automated bid programs, and out with the automated bid program. You know, things like automatic sniping programs. Wait until very, literally, very, the last second, and then put in a bid that's, you know, high enough to knock out all the others. And, you know, still, eBay, I don't so much deal with them anymore. I'll deal with one or two of the places that have eBay stores, or, you know, they have, like, a fixed price for selling whatever it is. But bidding on eBay has gotten to be idiotic.
Something like that with ProxyBid, as you sit there and you do the actual manual clicking and tell them how much you want to bid, and they have minimum increments too.
You see something advertised on the television, and there's one or two like this. It's called Qubit, which is kind of a little bit of a twist, because basically, you know, the prices maybe don't go up so insanely high. You have to pay to make each bid. So each time I bid, it costs me oh, I don't know, let's say 20, 25 cents. So I may end up paying, you know, a couple of dollars, and I still don't end up winning the bid, winning the item. But maybe it has the effect of slowing down the bidding.
You guys are working on a fixed premium on the selling price, so it's. I'm sure that you could scam it if you wanted to, but I haven't really noticed a lot of it.
Seen that on eBay too. You know, collusion between bidders. It's impossible really to stop.
As I knew a guy was bidding on the same article I was, and I didn't know it was him, so I just finally backed out. And he came around the next week and said, hey, look what I got.
And it was your neighbor or the guy down the block or somebody you knew. that would kind of suck.
Any at the time.
But, you know, I haven't done business with eBay in probably quite a long time, and I haven't really seen any other auction sites. But I'll check out the one you mentioned. You know, at least you're dealing with all local people.
And then after a while, you build up a rapport, and it's pretty good. I ran into a cigar auction one night, and I spent way too much money, but I got a year's worth of cigars.
Stuff you've always wanted, or items you're going to try to resell, because that's never worked out for me either.
Things I pick them up, and if it's that specific, if I don't use them, I know someone else that can, and I'll just give it to them. I don't worry about it.
A lot of times that's what you sort of end up doing anyway. I haven't logged into eBay in many, many years. I'm not even sure I still have an ID. And if I do, I'm not even sure it still works. But I'll definitely check it out. You know, there's nothing really that I need to buy, and there's nothing I can really afford to buy. It's kind of the problem. When you don't have any money, it doesn't matter anyway.
Got some really old unique tools and some nice surplus items, and a lot of interesting little things that depends on whose estate they're selling or who has picked up what. You can always find something humorous.
Like that sometimes too at estate sales. You know, not yard sales, where it's like, where you pay us to throw away our junk, but, you know, estate sales, sometimes you'll find a lot of valuable things.
Auctions are, in fact, estate sales.
Yeah, that's where you go. I'm sure that's where they get them. But, yeah, I would find things like old electronics, old tools, that sort of thing. One time I found an old, Patchogue or Comac or somewhere down Long Island. I found this old flintlock pistol that maybe somebody thought was a wall hanging, but it was actual flintlock pistol, a reproduction. At least I hope it was a reproduction, because I ended up getting rid of it for like $200. But yeah, old weird things like that.
Went to one of the Furman disposal auctions and picked up their audio-visual system with the computer and the hard drives and the video drivers and the PAs, all in a nice 19-inch rack. And I paid $6 for it.
And it all worked?
Yeah, the software in it. It was pretty good.
You know, those type of yard sales and estate sales down here, I haven't seen. It depends where you go. A couple of times downtown Greenville, I'd find. You know, this is not the, Long Island is the more expensive part of the country. You'll find nicer things. You'll find these places people lived in for 50 years and they accumulated, you know, a whole lifetime of stuff.
There's interesting stuff to be found if you've got a discerning eye and the will to scroll through all the pictures of the stuff.
Sometime if my situation ever changes, I'm at the point where I quite literally have no income at all right now. But that's why I'm sitting here in front of Deal Mart. Let me see if I can get some a case of something for a dollar. This is a grocery store down here at Deal Mart. They deal in... yeah, let me let you go, and I'll talk to you in a bit. KD2BNG.
UG, standing by.